Hi everyone. Today I have been guided to talk about meditation. This is a topic that is all over, everywhere. Everyone is talking about it. And what I would like to consider today is what do we understand under it? What does it mean to us? It's well-known truth that if we say even one word, even if it's a color, like say the color white, and ask 1,000 people what kind of image comes to them, because we perceive everything through images, there'll be 1,000 different answers. So basically, even for something as simple as color, that we supposedly perceive easier because it's something that we have an experience of. So what about something more abstract, if that's a word to describe it, as meditation? What does it mean to meditate? Everybody's everywhere encouraging to do meditation, but what is it? And there are all these many different techniques that are taught. Some of them have similarities, some of them not. How to do it? So is there a better way? What is the purpose of that? Is it just to escape the reality and get into some kind of a altered state that we are literally escaping because we don't like what's going on around us physically? Or is it actually a way to connect to our true essence, to our true self, to the real us? It's way beyond the physical. It's well, way beyond just our body. Way beyond our just five senses of smell, touch, taste, hearing, and sight, the physical eyes. It's well beyond that. It has a much higher senses, much higher perception. It's very accurate. And this is a very interesting question. You know, if we ask as many people as you choose to ask, I probably get many different answers. You know, some people will say it's the first thing, others will say it's the second, others may choose to say that it starts with the first but then upgrades to the second, and there'll be many other modifications between it. But so I'm going to share the universal truth about this. So my energy is divine truth, as I am propelled to encourage everyone to get in touch with their own truth, because everybody has a different perceptual truth according to their level of awareness and current consciousness. And there's also this ultimate truth that is displayed through the universal laws of nature, or the natural laws of the universe, that is actually the divine truth, that is omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. And there's no exception to it. So, in this light, I would like to consider the meditation. And a few points here. There are many techniques, including very famous ones. And again, this conversation here is not for the purpose of judging them. So I will not be naming them. But very famous ones that cost thousands of dollars to learn. And some of them take a lot of time to learn. And still what happens is, basically, in them, one is encouraged to stop all the thought that the brain is offering, because the brain is continuously having thoughts running around 60,000 or more per day. Continuously, they're on a conveyor, and replace them with silence, replace them with something else. But there are a few important things that are actually very essential, that's not included. The first one is actually connecting with your real essence, with your true potential, with your infinite true self, with your higher self. So, whatever way it's offered there, you know, focus on something else, ignore the others. That's not how you connect to your true essence, to your infinite potential, to your true higher self. And that's the whole point, actually, of the meditation, is to connect with that infinity that is always accurate, always available, that is omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient. And that actually is the essence of every one of us on a higher level. That's the whole point. We want to access ourselves on a higher level. We want to get acquainted with ourselves on a higher level. So the purpose of meditation wouldn't be to escape what's going on, but to connect to our true essence and transmute whatever's going on, if you want to change it, to a higher frequency of vibration from the level of our higher self, with the assistance of our true essence, with the infinite potential. That's the point of it. So in order to achieve this, well, we have to connect to it first. If you don't connect, you do some other things. Then it's like, oh, I'd like to drive the car, but instead of getting in the car, I get some tools and go dig in the yard. Well, that's not how you drive the car, because the car is not even there. Or go in the car and get some dolls and play inside. That's not how you drive the car, because it involves something else. So in this metaphorical examples that I'm giving, you know, one is a play in the yard, the other one is a play in the car. In both cases, all the one is playing in the yard far away from the car, and the other one is, I'm in the car playing. Neither one of them is driving the car. So the same thing here. Even if something looks like close to something else, still, it has to be accurately the thing, not close to it or somehow relevant. So we want to establish this connection with our infinite, true essential, full potential, higher self. And after that, we would like to connect to our true heart, not our head, not to listen to thoughts or fight with them or try to silence them or stop them. All this commotion is happening in the brain. There's all these thoughts going around. But connect to the heart. So the few things here about connecting to the heart, that actually in order to connect to the heart has to be open. So all these energetic blockages and clutter that exist there, and unnatural blockages that also causing clutter, they have to be removed. So, and there are ways to do this. But otherwise, one may actually think, I'm connecting to my heart, but there's all this electrical fence, energetic fence there, energetic frequency fence that's actually disallowing that. So you may think you're connecting, but you're actually connecting probably some other energies that are not you, and you think, oh, that's my heart, that's how it is. And this is actually very important to have the right connection there and the accurate understanding. I would like also to mention here that a lot of energy that is being burnt unnecessary and that causes a lot of tiredness is the mental energy. And that mental energy is, again, from all this brain running thoughts and activities all the time continuously. And this burns massive amounts of energy. Another point that I should like to bring up is that we're not going to meditate on the problem or on the issue. We're not going to escape from it either. You know, the point of meditation is not to escape from those or to meditate on them. But basically, to connect with ourselves and get a solution from a higher place. That's our true essence, with the infinite possibilities. That actually works for us, that's replenishing us, that's revitalizing, re-energizing, motivating us, filling us with life, with our true essence, enlightening us, empowering us. Another thing that burns a lot of energy is multitasking. It actually burns a lot of energy and also a lot of time, because in this process of switching from one to the other, although we may be thinking doing it at the same time is more effective and efficient, actually it's not. It causes a lot of energy and time to be lost, and the results are much less effective, plus you're tired. And this is actually easy to be seen in any activity, even small things as like, let's say you're driving a car and you're driving on the interstate, and you could basically be switched on drive and just drive with whatever is the speed that you drive, 65 miles an hour. Instead of this, what if you just continue shifting the gear to fourth, to fifth, to third, to fourth, to fifth, to third, to... What's going to happen? Well, the car will actually get exhausted, can even break, and you'll be much less effective traveling, you'll be engaged with all this all the time, and there's no point. So actually it causes a lot of loss of time and energy, and also results that are unsatisfactory. Instead of being replenished with energy, you're exhausted. So this switching from one to the other, although it may deceptively look like it's just a fraction of a second and I'm very effective and whatever, no, it's not. And even if you, let's say, get your computer and ask you to do like 100 things at the same time, to download something, to process something else, to do whatever, give it this. What's going to happen, it's either going to freeze and you have to start all over, or it will start and may freeze at some point, or even if it completes the thing, it's going to take much longer than if you actually ask it to do one thing at a time, one after the other, when it's done immediately the next one. And you can try that and see. So the same thing, basically this kind of switching, multitasking, is a way of distracting ourselves from the truth, which is we can connect to our true essence and operate from that perspective. It's like a very high octane gas for the car that actually runs smoothly, easily, and keeps the engine clean in the best way possible, and actually is very effective. So if you try this, like, instead of putting the cheapest gasoline in the car, put the most expensive, like put V-Power from Shell. Although it seems like it's more expensive, because the price is more, it's probably 40 cents more than the octane 89. What happens is, if you look at how many miles you go with it, you go much many more miles. So basically, that's what I always do, if you actually see how many miles you've gone with a gallon, with the V-Power you'll go many more miles with the same gallon of gas. So when you actually see how much it costs you to go a mile with the V-Power, the most expensive gasoline on Shell, it will be the most effective and most cost effective included. So it will be basically the cheapest, because you go with the same amount of gas many more miles. Plus, another advantage is the engine will be clean. There will be no garbage there accumulated from this other that's not a very good quality. And so although seemingly it looks like you're paying 40, 50 cents more per gallon, you actually are saving money. You are having your car clean, the engine, everything running smoothly. So it is a good idea to go deeper into things. The same thing, it's like a meditation, connect to the true self that's not on the surface, that's not readily available when we're distracted with all this noise from the brain, from other people, from all these so-called common things that are going on around. It connects with our heart, you know, release all the energetic blockages and clutter there, all this energy frequency fence that's preventing us from opening our heart and connecting to it. And this is our why. Why we do what we do, what's propelling us, what's stimulating us, what's our incentive. And so that will be the second step after you connect to yourself, get into your heart, but truly, not deceiving yourself that you are, and communicating with some discarnate there that's attached to you or some other energy. other thought forms or something else that's not even you, but actually really being into your heart. In this way, you actually are accomplishing something very profound and extremely powerful, which is actually the most powerful thing you can do, being in the now. And when you are in the now, which most of the time we are either reminiscing on something in the past, which is a waste of time and energy, or think about the future and worrying about it, which is again a waste of time and energy, because the moment that's now is not being lived properly by us escaping either in the present or in the future. So being in the now, very clear, focused, present, energized, connected with absolute ease and delight, is extremely important. It's being in the now with your heart activated and complete balance between your head and your heart, where you're actually listening and continuously connected and communicating with your true essence, your infinite potential, true self. That's very important. Happen during meditation, and then you actually bring this out of your meditation to your life. And the next point that I would like to make is being grounded in the physical body is very important. And many meditation techniques and suggestions actually leave one in the sky, kind of like completely disconnected, not grounded. And even they say, oh, then everything is whatever. Well, they are actually not grounded. They're not available. So, yes, it sounds like it's whatever. They're more peaceful. Well, they're not available. They're not grounded. So even if it seems like they're more peaceful, they're not available. So it is important, the meditation, to actually connect these two worlds, if that's how we choose to call them, the world within us, in the earth on which you live, the physical and the spiritual, and allow us to be in both at the same time. So this is extremely important. And we get all our insights and guidance from our true highest levels of consciousness and awareness, our infinite potential self. And we also ground it on the earth because we have a physical body, and through the physical body we manifest. That's the final stage of manifestation, when we bring things into the physical. So that's very important, to be not in one or the other and just running around trying to connect from one to the other, but being connected and communicating, available in both of these worlds at the same time, simultaneously. So this is, if this is achieved, once this is achieved, one knows the power of it. It has to be experienced in order to know its true power. Otherwise, just from hearing from somebody else without experience of it, it doesn't mean much, even if it sounds nice. Or it sounds true, it doesn't mean much. So this is extremely important. And these are the few thoughts that I want to share about meditation. Because many times we actually say, do whatever, and do meditate, and we do that, but do we even know what it is? We just throw ourselves into something, and, well, there are some suggestions, there are some guidance, and you do this, and what happens at the end? Well, you're not exactly accomplishing these few important things that I wanted to point attention today. So this is for today, and it is actually amazing that you can learn to do all this in a few minutes, like much less than days, years, or whatever, going to a cave in a mountain that you're not disturbed. You just have to know how to do it. But it is possible. And so I encourage everyone who is interested in that topic to look into it more deeply, and to utilize these suggestions or to get guidance on how to get to them, so they can experience the infinite full potential self with absolute delight, confidence, and certainty. And I would like to finish today's inspiration by addressing divine consciousness, Father, Mother, Life. You are our life, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every need, and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us with imperfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. As I speak to you, we know that you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness, and as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer into our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. So this exactly is, again, another way of expressing our connection and communication to our true infinite potential self. And this is my inspiration for all of you to allow this to happen today. Thank you. And blessings to all of you. Namaste.